Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I got my co-host and my friend.
It's your boy Lazy. And we're back with another one.
Another one. And we got a special guest, Shayna from The Shayna Show. Welcome to the set.
Hello, everybody.
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Appreciate you stopping by.
Nah, for sure. Because a lot of people be trying to cancel, but we love when people be professional. You know what I mean? It was even a blessing to get you on.
So, thank you.
So how long have you been like content creating, like been, you know, creating content?
I've been doing it for years. I did it in high school. Mm-hmm. So like in high school, I used to go around. I used to do public interviews with everybody. And I used to like ask them like questions and stuff. I actually almost got kicked out of school for it. So I used to ask them like, what's the most freakiest thing they did or embarrassed? Me in high school, yeah. We're seniors. And yeah. Stuff. So like I'm just playing too much. But yeah. I've been doing it for a long time. But I actually just try to take it serious starting like November of last year. Okay. And that's when I just kind of kept my foot on the pedal with it.
I see you making pretty good traction.
Yeah, I just started.
So what keeps you motivated doing it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you came in, you said you had a baby. So it's like your mother. How do you keep finding time to, you know what I mean, do your content?
What keeps me motivated is other people. Like my boyfriend, he keeps me motivated a lot because he do content himself.
Okay.
And then like, yeah, he does. Okay. He does content himself. He's good with it too. And he records stuff. But other people telling me not to stop or keeping, you know, the comments, and they be like, you know, keep going. You know, you really good at it.
Right.
And then like finding time, I work and I do have a baby, but my mom watches her a lot. Like my support system, although it's like 10 people, I can count on my hands. They help a lot. So I get time to do it. Or I do it like even when I get off work. I get off work, I find random people and, hey,
right.
You want to do a public interview with me? Yeah. I do it just anytime.
So like, what's the funnest or the most memorable interview that you done? Like, that like maybe shocked you? I don't know.
The most memorable one? Mm-hmm. I think the most memorable one was Horace. He's an artist named Horace Gaither. And I only say that because when I had first recorded with him, I didn't know what to, like, I like their vibe. It was his vibe. He's in a group, and it's, like, his group that he's in, it's, like, That's Crazy Camp or something like that. It's, like, a group of artists, and their vibe was just completely different because, like, where I come from and then recording with all the artists that I've recorded with, you know, we all from the hood. So I'm recording with him, and his vibe was just really different. His responses was different from most of the artists, and then he opened the door to, like, other artists. I'm talking about, like, from different races, different genres of music. So it was his.
That's my homie's little nephew.
It was his. He's dope. Yeah.
Like,
he
went viral in the skate park too, didn't he?
Yes, that's the one that shut that night so crazy because I was looking for him. I said, who is the artist that shut the skate park down like that? But he actually said it wasn't him. Somebody let him perform and they just went crazy like that.
That's oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so it wasn't even actually his event. It was somebody else's event that do it at the skate park every year, but everybody know him. So he shut it down.
That's what's up.
You said that's your cousin?
That's right. That's my cousin's. That's my nigga's cousin.
Okay.
Right, Roddy's cousin.
Okay.
Yep, Gaither. So you say he got different type of style. Like, how would you describe his music? Like
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick?
Okay. Like, you could, like, when I hear him or something like that, he reminds me of, like, J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. Like, he got different flows. That's why I said, like, but he's not the only one, though. Like, his whole little group of people is like different music, because like down here they always just rap beefing.
Yeah.
His music isn't like that. When I listen to him, it really reminds you of like some J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar. So I was like, oh, he's all right. Like, that's why I'm rooting for him 100%. Him. He got like a friend named Otis, and it's a whole bunch of them. He got somebody named Shad. Like, they DJs.
You have to tap in with them.
Yeah, they, but you really, I'm trying to get some more interviews with them too. They really, it's a collective. They call us, it's a collective, I think, if I'm not mistaken. That's what they said. And they got the DJ, they got the artist. When you hook them up, he just did a music video. His friends was the prop. Like, they support each other real good. So, yeah, they dope. They real dope.
That's what's up.
So and they performed at the Gazebo Festival with Jack Harlow. His Shad did anyways.
Uh-huh.
So they don't.
So they own their
Yeah, they on the they on their way up, but they be doing shows. They done traveled to New York. I be keeping up with them because I'm trying to get more interviews.
Can you say that you go after, is that what you go after? Since you said, you know, you always do like certain content, do you go after those type of people that's different, or you really kind of just go with the flow?
I go with the flow. I go with anybody. Like, I did like Lil 30. I went with him, and like I said, they just rap beef.
Right.
I switched it up, and I did record it with somebody named, I forgot his name, but I recorded with somebody else too. That right after that, like, I record with anybody from anywhere, but most of all, I kind of do select through people. Like, some people I just don't record with anybody just no more anyways.
Right.
I
do select.
Because at first I was doing it because it's a help me help you thing. You record with me, but they doing it for free. They record it as bring views to my page. So it's like, help you help me. Mm-hmm. Until I realized I was helping people more than they was helping me. Yeah. My face, not trying to say it like that, my face on things brings more attention. And I realized that.
You heard him.
No, yeah. It does. I realized that because people, when they see a male, like if it's just us two, they want to know what we're doing. And right. My setup is not like this. So, you know, it doesn't look very professional. My setup is like on a couch, but I don't have this. Like, we look like we were really just chilling.
Yeah.
So, that's how I did Vano's interview. He's CG Vano. I did his like that. And like, they was meddling. What is he doing there? Like, there's no proper setup. So, like, my face brings attraction. So I just stopped doing with just anybody. I do with like certain people.
So are you saying this podcast and get like what, 10,000 views?
If you tag my page in it really probably will. But something wrong with my page right now. I got to figure it out because y'all probably can't even tag me in it.
What's wrong with it?
I don't know. My collaborating thing done switched to like professional. So it's like I got my open to collaborating sign on, but I can't add nobody as a collaborator and can't nobody add me. So I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe y'all can figure
do
it
you,
out.
He's
the weird
right content
there.
on TikTok.
Yeah, I went viral on TikTok a couple of times.
She went
viral on that, but that's funny because it was only because of like me and my boyfriend. And that's what like different apps bring different attention. Like Facebook, I can notice it's the quotes and like funny statuses and stuff.
Thanks.
And then TikTok, they love relationship stuff. YouTube, they love relationship stuff. They like this type of stuff too. But if you ain't talking about nobody or really being messy, ain't nobody really looking at it.
Yeah.
So me, I'm not going to lie. I add spice to everything I do. Like everything. I give everything a little razzle dazzle.
Yeah. Because you can't do everything the same way. Like you said, like it's a lot of people doing podcasts, a lot of people doing content, but it's like when you just said like your setup don't look like this, but it's not really where you do it. It's how you do it.
It is.
And
I learned that.
We found that, you know, being consistent, you know, with it.
It's the cheat code. Shout out to B. Haywood.
That really is.
B. Haywood, I got to ask a question. When I say hit a ding or something, you got to hit the ding, man, or something. I will be watching episodes or something and don't ding because you got a little tag or something. You know, when you drop a gem on the show, man, you get a big and lazy ding. So I'll be like, damn, man. I'll be looking. So you got to get on top of that. But what was you saying?
Yeah, that's what I do. I add razzle dazzle to everything that I do. Like, I make sure I do. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's some topics I don't touch on just because of personal stuff in my life. Like a lot of personal stuff in my life, so I don't talk about everything. But I'm not gonna lie, every once in a while, I just don't be caring. Like it brings views. Like that's what pays. That's what pays me. And like you can't even get paid from social media until you hit a certain amount of followers and a certain amount of views. So it's helping me. I don't even be caring no more.
Yeah.
Talk about everything.
We try to keep. We don't get too messy on there. We didn't have a somebody a time or two. Then you know, then got a little too drunk on her and then called us the next day. And, hey, man, cut that out. Hey, man, I was tripping, man. You gone. Nah. And we gonna take care of you.
I don't edit none of my stuff.
You wouldn't do it?
No, I don't edit none of my stuff. I tell people before you say anything on this camera, Watch what you say because I'm not cutting out. The only time I've ever cut one thing out was when he said the street that he is from, which was like something, something in Market. But that was actually the street he lived on. So I cut that out. And that was it.
Okay.
That's what's up, though, that you...
Yeah, that was it. That was, he was like, cut out what I said about where I'm from. Yeah, because I know, you feel me? Like, I ain't ready to do that. But other than that, nope. I don't edit nothing. Not even when I mess up and be like, hold on, restart the camera. I'll edit a little bit, but nope. I just put it real raw and uncut. What y'all see is what happened in the interview.
So what's your end goal with, like, content creating? Because... I regret not jumping in it when it was like the vines and stuff like getting in the groove of it. Bro, because
Twitter was jumping. Used to jump.
Because a lot of them is famous now, though.
That's an old nigga now.
Yeah, like DC Young Fly.
What's DC, the dark skinned? What's the black dude?
I know who you're talking about. Blame it on. No.
Yeah. King Bob.
Things like Blame It On Keyway or something.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Blame It On Keyway.
Yeah.
The dude to be dressing like a girl.
He's famous.
Yeah.
A lot of them that got famous from that era, though, they either went buku crazy or either they DC Young Fly's doing good, you know?
Yeah, he's doing
but
real
like
good.
Some of them went like real, real crazy to the point where the fame, the money at the time, probably because YouTube pays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
YouTube money is
definitely
good money.
Like with, the, with any, the slow ones. Like
no, check. You gotta get a certain amount of subscribers. So now my new goal right now is I only post on YouTube Shorts. I'm done posting on Instagram Reels.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key. This girl had 34 subscribers. I had 300. I still got 300. She got 1,000 subscribers on YouTube right now. And I went down her page. Why she only got food shorts on her? She only posts food shorts. That's it. I promise you. I was looking
this
at her page like...
This is the biggest hustle of like...
Really?
That's crazy.
And she only got 34 subscribers.
No, she got 1,000 now.
Oh, okay.
She surpassed me from posting on YouTube. I stopped posting on YouTube. I only drop on YouTube when I record something like this.
Mm-hmm.
I done messed up. I should have posted everything that I post on Instagram Reels on YouTube Shorts because that's what pays. She got 1,000 subscribers now and she has over like 100,000 views on her channel all over. So she's getting a little check from YouTube. And that's crazy because I still ain't even hit 500 subscribers, but I got almost 5,000 followers within a month.
Really? It was on Instagram?
That's game too, though. But I like, it's just all a game. Like, you just got to keep...
The algorithm?
Yeah, like, when I was doing music stuff, that's why I'd be like, man, ain't no way people is just doing this shit legit. You're going to have to spend some dust to get, you know what I mean, exactly where you want on any of these apps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. I don't pay for promos, though.
I want to give you a shout-out. Did you go to school for... Like, it seemed like you know, not school, but you know algorithms. Like, you study, like, you ain't talking, like, you got to post this to post here. You know, they want this. Like, how'd you learn all this? Like,
I just caught on throughout the years. It's like so much stuff that I've been wanting to do for years.
Uh-huh.
I just end up catching on to it, and I pay attention. Like, YouTube back then, all of these famous YouTubers now, they done spent millions of dollars. They didn't touch their first million before some artists have because of YouTube. Right. So
for sure,
that's what paid. That's why I stopped doing YouTube when I was in high school because I didn't have a boyfriend to do YouTube with. And I mean, I had a boyfriend, but we wasn't doing no YouTube. And I was the only one editing and stuff. It became a lot. So like, I didn't have nothing that would sell on YouTube. Like now, this generation, we do a lot of get ready with me's. They do a lot of, like, I can
that's
just...
That shit's corny to me.
But that's what pays,
Yeah,
though.
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's what I said, like, get ready with me, spend a day in my life with me. They do, like, cooking vlog, come cook with me. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, now YouTube is kind of, like, different, but, like, still what pays is couples. YouTube, couples.
Yes.
Okay.
And then TikTok. You just got to... TikTok algorithm is different. You just got to get that one thing that blows. Like, I posted my boyfriend take pictures like an old man. It blew up. I never would have expected that to be the one that blow up. And that's what
it's like a whole man. What did he get the?
Yeah, that's what blew up. I promise you.
But you super right about the relationships because my wife, everybody, my wife watches Queen and Clarence.
Yeah, see,
you know what I mean. It be couples and the beautiful thing about it is. They'll have they channel together.
And then separate.
Separate channels. And then he got a channel or he games on and makes millions of dollars. Like,
because
my wife,
artist.
She be fired up. She be like, maybe you trying to say Clarence ain't got money. He got money. He be doing all the YouTube and
Gaming streaming is another thing that's
Twitch.
Even just on Twitch. You can stream on YouTube now.
Hell yeah,
that is paying.
Hell yeah, he's making money. She's a professional singer. Like she got a deal, but he makes money too.
From gaming.
Off the YouTube and gaming.
Look at Kai Sin. He done met LeBron James.
Yeah, Kai Sin.
That's off gaming?
Yes. He's famous from streaming.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason he's famous. And I ain't watch nothing. He just got famous from streaming. He does 24-hour streams all the time.
He did the jail. He did the jail stream.
No cap.
Jail stream.
I just, sometimes it feels almost, I ain't going to say angry, but I used to be that gamer back in my high school days. Like, between like,
if you was recording, you would have been rich.
But listen,
right
though,
now.
Between like 07 and like 2012, 2013, I used to, that was my shit.
Yeah.
You would have been filthy rich.
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, bro, and I'm just envious of that shit.
Yeah,
like,
you would have been filthy rich right now if you kept
6,000-7,000 games, online games a year type. I was crazy.
I'm already known, bro. That's why I said I wish I would have just hopped on, because you know I be gaming, but I would have hopped on that trend of Vines and you know TikToks. Like I don't know. Once we got old, I'm like, I'm funny. Just
naturally
funny, but I think it's kind of, I don't know if it's weird to try to act funny. I don't know.
I don't like the acting.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like stage skits.
It's fake skit shit turns me up.
It's just one dude that goes to Target, but I'm like, okay, you set the camera of you walking in the store. Then you got the camera of you down the aisle shopping. Then you set the camera again, getting back. I don't know. That's just a dump. Like, just that certain type of...
A lot of that is stage. I don't like stage content.
Yeah.
So I keep all mine like real raw and uncut actions. Yeah. Like, I don't tell people now. Sometimes if it's a little disrespectful, I'm not gonna lie, I will tell somebody like, hey, can you participate in this video for me? But I probably won't tell them what I'm gonna do.
Right.
Because
I want
their natural reaction. But like, I would tell them like, hey, can you participate in this video for me? Oh, what do we consist of? I'm gonna just ask you a question and probably just, you know, do something. Because I see a whole bunch of like, they be pulling people's wigs off in public. Y'all know y'all not pulling nobody's wig off. Y'all know y'all not going around just pulling people's wig off, like, and then taking off running and somebody's recording all the way in the distance. Like, y'all not doing
that. I don't like the stage. But let me ask you this. I was talking to my producer earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, Lil Duval and Charleston White and, like, Wallow is, like, my favorite.
Is Wallow? Why everybody keeps saying that?
Gillian Wallow?
Yes, he's supposed to come down here. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He's actually... he's actually coming. I might can get y'all connected to him because...
Really?
He's coming down here for the G concert.
I heard they canceled it today, though. That I don't know if it was real, though.
But anyways, if they don't cancel it, there's this boy that I know from New Orleans. He actually got a shoe business. He know Charleston White. He did stuff with Charleston White. But I was like, get Charleston White down here in Louisville so I can do some content with him, because he got an Airbnb and stuff. He was like, nah, I might can get you Gillian, blah, Wallow, Wallow. I said, who is Wallow? He was like, you don't know who he is? I'm like, no. Dang.
That was my sentiments exactly, too.
Yeah.
Like, I follow him. Like, he's just so positive. And he did 20 years. He got locked up when he was 17, did 20 flat, and came home and just ran it up. Like,
I guess he don't like Charleston White or something, because he was like, he don't want to, like, Charleston don't want to come because the Gillian dude's coming.
Like, him and Gilly had, like, a little back and forth.
I mean, a little.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man,
he said,
Gilly, man, he told him F his dead son and all that.
Did.
That was,
he did.
It got deep.
Yeah.
It got deep.
I
think he apologized. He apologized.
He did.
Yeah.
He
ain't
did.
No apology for talking about
but
my
yeah.
kid. I'm sorry.
Ain't no disrespecting the dead. Ain't no
talking about my kid.
Man.
Everybody that's ever talked about my child, I keep a list.
Oh.
I remember. And I just remember.
My last relationship ended like that. I called a child ugly. I said, I called him a little bastard, a little ugly bastard. It was in the heated moment. Because she's, you know how women get.
Yeah.
And it was downhill. Just,
you did what?
You know how I call her something about. You don't talk about kids, but I call her, you know.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I would have said it too.
Now, we were just arguing. She said, you know how to.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you just know how to get. I only said it because we know how to get to people.
Yeah, but not the kids.
But I'm sorry. If you ever talked about my daughter, I've talked about your child. I want everybody to know that.
Yeah.
I have.
How old is your daughter?
She's one. So if y'all ever talked about my baby, I talked about your baby 10 times worse.
So how do you feel about, like, bringing a child into the world, in this time?
Oh, I did not want to. I'm so sorry. God, please forgive me. I did not want to. My whole situation with my baby was just like, but I really did not want to have a child at the time that I did, but I did. And I actually, that's how you know it was probably really meant to be. Because my baby survived Army basic training and everything. I got on the Army pants. Yeah, she survived it. I was in basic training pregnant the whole time.
What? Did you
they
know?
Nope. I didn't know and they didn't know. I didn't know until after so I completed training.
I was going to say, are you still active?
No, I discharged. Honestly, I discharged because like they was giving me like 6 month grace period to go back and recover after having her, meaning I would have to leave for like 2 to 3 months to complete training. She was only going to be 6 months.
Right.
And it's
right.
only the help of my mom, and my mom got 4 other kids living at home too.
What made you want to go to the Army?
They was going to pay for my school.
Okay.
So I was just going to do it for school, and that was it.
So how did you find out you was pregnant? Like, how did you?
Because I actually ended up not coming on my cycle at all. Okay, so there was 3 girls that didn't come on their cycle at all for the whole 2 months we was there. Mm-hmm. I was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The other 2 eventually came on when we flew out to Virginia. I still didn't come on. I flew home. I took a pregnancy test. Because at the time, the dude that I got a baby by was like, you know, you might be pregnant. And I'm like, what? But I'm showing him, and he's showing his auntie and stuff, and she was like, that girl's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh my God. But he knew the whole time I was pregnant.
That was probably a blessing, though.
He knew the whole time that I was pregnant. Yes. And I did not know. I didn't think nothing of it. Because like I said, nobody was coming on their period. Everybody's period is just syncing up. It's over 20 women in the dorm together.
Yeah.
So, but y'all discussing it? I don't know. Like, what? I don't know. Like, is it the...
It's like the way the Army stuff is set up is bunk beds in there.
Uh-huh.
So it's, we probably talking like,
okay.
We scared. We ain't come on our cycle. Everybody thinking they pregnant.
Yeah.
You that first month you don't come on your cycle, you like, am I pregnant? This might get me before I go. Like, you know.
Got a little wild. Okay.
Yeah. And they was having sex down there, so.
No shit.
Yep, in churches and everything. That's why you had to have a sergeant everywhere you go, because they get down in the Army.
Really?
They
figured,
get down.
I figured, though.
Yeah.
It seems like you got your hands in a lot, because you're going to make it to where you won't get with this shit.
Yeah, I did everything I ever wanted to do. Yeah.
Did you ever thought about having an abortion? How do you feel about a pro-life and abortion? How do you feel?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Flur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
Oh, kill the baby. Kill it.
God damn.
Kill it. I'm sorry. And I do not mean that because I'm a woman. And I don't mean to just like kill your baby. But if you are not ready,
do
what's best for you. Because I'm not ready. I'm sorry. I'm not ready. Keep acting like having a baby is what it cranks up to be. Oh, a couple cute pictures and stuff. No, there have been nights where I didn't even want to be a mother because I felt just too weak to do it. Yeah. And then, like, say if you're going through what you're going through with the child's father. On top of having to still be a mother, because these fathers is not fathers. They get a choice, apparently.
Yeah.
They get a choice if they want to be a daddy or not. Right. Mothers don't really get a choice, especially if you love your child. Some of them is deadbeats. Okay, if you love your child, but some women just don't care. They'll leave the baby and the daddy. But in most cases, the mom is
the primary.
Right. So they don't got no option. So with these optional daddies, you know, I thought about abortion. That was the first thing I thought about. He was like, do you want to get an abortion or do you want to keep the baby? I was like, I don't want to keep it. My mama was like, she basically guilt me into it. She was like, you are 4 months pregnant. If you kill that baby, you a baby killer. I was looking at it like, it won't be my first time. No, I'm just playing. But I just was like, I don't care. Like I tried to explain to her why I wasn't ready. I'm 20. I'm not ready. The person I got a baby bad, this is not going to be funny. I just don't want it.
That's what I told my little peoples, though. She asked me, how did I feel about it? And I was like, how does he feel about it? And she was like, well, he don't want no kids.
Kill it.
And he don't really want to, you know, be with me.
Kill it.
And I was like, man, you need to get an abortion then. Being a mother don't want to be no single mother. You feel me? And that's why I put that on Facebook the other day. Like, these niggas be part-time niggas, bro. And, you know, all the ladies bring the babies, the little young boys to the barbershop for me to cut their hair.
Yeah, you see it firsthand.
My mom does it. She got her 2 sons, and when mine come out, my little brother is terrible.
They be tired of bringing them in there.
I'm the oldest. My little brother's real bad, and my mom done raised him a whole bunch. You know, his daddy's temporary. Like, you got temporary daddies, and you got optional daddies. Yeah. And then you got the optional daddies just don't care.
And it's, but, yeah, and it's women that's fucked up too, but it's
mainly the daddies.
It's like, it's fucked up when you see like young niggas just, you know what I'm saying? They mamas just tired. Like, you know what I mean? I'd be like, damn. Because my mama had a, you feel me? Even though it was my stepdaddy, he was, you feel me? Everything a nigga needed in the house.
You know, stepdaddy lives matter, everybody.
Man, you feel me?
So, like, to touch on abortion, like, people say abortion is murder, but bringing a child into an unwanted, unhealthy environment, yes, is murder too.
It is. Murder to the child and
that's,
you.
That's another ding, my nigga. That's a ding.
Can I get a ding? You said the headphones. I don't know if we can hear it or not, but yeah.
Nah, that's how I feel, though. Me personally, I feel like, and I've done seen situations to where the man does not want the baby and the woman still have it, and now you're on Facebook crying, yeah, about being a single mother. That was your fault.
Or he don't take care of the ones.
It is your fault, ain't it?
That's her fault. I'm saying, oh, well, he laid down and has, it takes two to have sex. Yeah. Exactly. So if he did not force you to have sex with him, he gets a option if he want the baby or not. If he didn't want the baby and you keep the baby,
yeah,
you got to hold it hell, don't you?
That's on you.
You definitely do.
He told you. If somebody warns you, if they, okay, now that's a verbal warning before the baby comes. Yeah. I am not going to be there for this child. And you still proceed to even think in your little bitty brain that that man is going to be there for that child when the baby come. Now, some people I've done seen, when the baby come and they know it's their baby, like they know for a fact, oh, they want the baby. Oh, they infatuated. But I done seen most cases, the dude will be like, the dude is just not there at all. For all of eternity.
Nah, for sure.
Like, I done seen it happen, and I just be like, dang.
My thing is, if you fucking with a dude long enough, you will know if he's taking care of his other kids.
Nah, not my
kids. Because some of them, you know what I'm saying? Some of them, they'll get with a shorty, get with a dude, and dude got four kids that they ain't never even seen.
Oh, y'all, I hate
been
those
on a million
cases.
Dates, and then you have another baby mama. It's like, damn, I told you I got four kids.
No,
I
hate
take
those.
Care of them.
I hate those type of situations, and I can't wait. Oh, I'll make sure y'all post this. If you see a man that already done showed you his true colors, because he sent up her dogging his baby mama, dogging his girlfriend, talking to you or whatever he may be doing, and you proceed to get pregnant or get with this man thinking it's going to be different for you, you are an idiot. Man. I'm sorry. You're stupid. He changed. Different women bring out different sides. Girl, that man got four baby mamas and four kids, and he's dogging all of them, still sleeping with you. Like, what do you mean he's going to be different for you? He been doing it while he was with you. I hate those cases.
Me too.
Especially when they get pregnant.
Game right here, lady.
No, for real. Especially when they get pregnant and keep the baby by the dude. And I just be linking in my head, why'd you do that? Like, why would you get pregnant by somebody that already got two to three kids and with one girl or with a baby mama? Thinking that he was going to be with you.
I feel the same way about the niggas that be the fourth and fifth baby daddy. I'm like, man.
Oh, my God.
Third, fourth, fifth. I'm like,
good.
Man.
It must be good.
I ain't about to go down that trope.
I'm sorry. Let me shut up because I'm the third baby mama. I'm sitting here laughing.
The third baby mama?
I mean, third's the charm, though.
No, the hell it wasn't. It wasn't the charm for me. I was the charm, though. Uh-huh. Yeah, nah. I got the only girl, and she's the middle child.
So is he a factor into the, is he a factor in his daughter's life?
Ha, 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 ha,
nah.
Damn. I don't know. I can't speak on nobody else. Stepdaddy laugh. No, I can't speak on nobody else's situation, but mine's in particular, no. But that just comes with, I take responsibility for my own actions. And it's so funny because so many people want to interview me and they want to like know the interviewer because I'm the interviewer, but they want to know the interviewer. Right. And there's a lot of questions that people want to ask. And this was one of the main ones was, why did I have a baby by the person? And then like, how did I? Not even why, how? But I take full responsibility for my actions. I was careless sleeping with just people that I really didn't know at all. That was my fault for laying down with nigga that I didn't know.
But especially when you're young, though.
It does happen. Exactly. I was
young, like,
you know,
I regret doing so much at 19, 20.
I had a ball, though.
We definitely did. But it's like, I used to go through stuff like, once I became like a man, I guess, I had to, you feel me, live with that.
You were slinging that thing. Just
I had to, you feel me? But I had to live with that I was doing that on shorty, too. You feel me?
Because he was one of them dancing niggas back in the day. You know,
no,
like,
dog, ain't no way.
Yeah. That's how you get all the women, man. That's how I met him. He was gliding across the floor. I'm like,
no. Oh, no.
I swear it wasn't me. If I was doing that, I'd have been Chris Brown right now.
Oh, I love Chris Brown. He's over there breaking up all the relationships. But no,
that's some insecure shit, though. Like, these niggas is...
That is insecure. No, then again, it's not. It's about respect in a sense, too. Because if you've been with your dude...
You ain't picking my girl up.
If you've been with your man for over a year or so... And you just gonna let Chris Brown, you gonna see this man one time. Chris Brown probably ain't paying you no attention. You gonna let him break you up with your boyfriend that you gotta go back home with.
Nah, though, you gotta think about it like this too. It's okay.
If you know your girl's yours, it's a career.
Nah, let's just keep it real. It's Chris Brown's like Michael Jackson.
Man,
I understand that though, but as a man though.
Hey, really,
nah, just hear me out. Usher?
Really is.
Usher's after your bitch. Especially if it's a, you feel me? I would pay a band because I just keep that same energy. If I see Sexy Red or Megan Thee Stallion, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep, if Megan Thee Stallion have a meet and greet and hers is 500 and Crystal's was a band, I'm definitely going to pay the five. And yeah. I can do it. I won't grab a booty and shit.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, because
it's just about the memories you make. You can do it with your partner.
We got to die one day. And you mad because Chris Brown picked me up. Come on, man. Will never live again. This will never be another Chris Brown. That's just like Michael Jackson.
And it's a long line of women that's doing the same thing. I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like niggas be on some hoe ass shit, bro. You feel me?
I'll be on
some real player shit,
I'm on the fence
bro.
About it.
I'm on some real, I'm always.
I guess it's Chris Brown.
It's 50-50. It's Chris Brown. It's like Beyonce.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all not going to let Beyonce kiss y'all on the cheek.
What?
Shit. I'm going to tell my... Man, get a kiss for me.
You know what I'm saying?
Put them toes in my mouth, Beyonce.
You feel what I'm saying? She fuck around and be like, okay.
She'll never do a meet and greet. I'll be like, $5,000. You'll never get that lady doing
But at the same time, it's about like, you feel me? It's definitely about respect, but it's also about like, man, we be on so much smut shit. Let these women be smut. They love it just as much as we love it. We gotta let them have it.
Men can't take in what they dish out. And I think it's the funniest thing in the world.
I agree with
that. They hypocrites. Men, I'm sorry, women are too, because I've done did some stuff and I'd be like, if I found out that the nigga did it, oh, I'm going off.
Oh, definitely.
I done been in that situation for real. But like, most of the time it's men. Like, once they find out that you doing what they doing, oh, you probably get your head between a washer and dryer or they gonna leave you. Because they can't take in what they dish out.
Have you ever caught flack like over a man? Like over
what that mean? Flack.
I'm OG. Some man. Beef fight, you know.
All my fights. Oh my God. Every fight.
So flack is old school.
Yes. I guess it is.
Every fight I've ever been into was because of men. Besides, like, my actual first fight was with this girl, and that's why my arms messed up. That's why I don't fight no more. You better not run up on me. I'm going to tell you that now.
What happened?
So I ain't going to lie. She did beat my ass, but I don't know what happened. All I know is that the girls I was with, that's who they wanted to fight.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I was the target. I got a bad mouth. I don't know. I was arguing with a whole nother girl. I mean, I do, because don't come for me. But I was arguing with a whole nother girl, but somehow I was the target. But the girls I was with was who they actually wanted. But I had to be the first fight. So actually, she fought all three of us. But I had to be the first fight. But I fought her up against a car. And once I hit my arm up against the car, it was over. So my shoulder popped out of place. So now it's like real flexible. Like my shoulder's not even sitting in the cup, the rotator cup. So like that happened, and I couldn't fight her back. So that fight was happening. Then, like, throughout the years.
Did they hit the internet? I ain't trying to be funny.
Oh, yeah, it did hit the internet.
I think I seen it.
Yeah, I can Google it because it was in Park Hill. Yeah, it was a lot of fights that day.
Did you pull up in Park Hill?
I think I seen it.
I'm actually from Park Hill. So, yeah, okay. I was sitting out there, and that had just happened that day. And I ain't really went back since because it was so many people. And then, like, my arm messed up. Like, I'm not ready to keep fighting. And she was bigger than me. I'm, like, 89 pounds. I'm littler than I was now. She's like 130. That's big to me because I'm 89 pounds. I ain't even 100. Right. So, yeah, and she's known for fighting. So, it really just was kind of like...
Fighting's her middle name?
Yeah.
Can I
ask you a question?
I don't know about now.
It's a little off topic. But what's the biggest misconception that you can say about Park Hill?
The biggest misconception?
Yeah.
Well, first, the fighting thing. Every fight I've been into recently throughout these years, last 4 years, I say, because before that, I never fought, has been because of a boy. Mm-hmm. Jealousy or either like just niggas being messy. Niggas are the messiest B words. I'm sorry. But
I swear I learned it late in life.
Yep, I learned it early and I'm glad. But the biggest misconception, Park Hill was like, Park Hill's fun. Yeah. But like, I don't know. They be saying other stuff about like HIV and all that. Like it's the homo. all that other stuff, I never really got into that because everybody I've ever seen talk about Park Hill loves Park Hill niggas and females. It's always something. Like, when people see me, they like, you from Park Hill for real? You don't even look like it. Like, my whole little mama, my sister, all of us. But, like, everybody that talks about Park Hill loves Park Hill. Like, it's not as dangerous. I mean, it's not had its times where it's, like, real, real dangerous and all that. But, like, me personally, I had a bar when I was in the hood growing up.
I spent time in Park Hill.
Yeah, it was like a real hood story. Like, you see the news, the butterfly car doors. They throwing money off the roof. Like, it was one of them real hood stories. I remember one time, Lord rest his soul, bought the whole hood. They buy them whole hood bikes and shoes, like some Boosie stuff. Like,
yeah.
Am I mistaken? Yep.
Yeah.
Pinky. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why I said Lord rest his soul. I ain't even say his name, but Lord rest his soul. Okay. Yeah. Bought the whole hood, everything. Like, it was like a real hood trilogy or something. Like, it's just always something going on, but it was like, it was fun. Like, it was fun. From the people that was from there, it was fun.
I never lived in the PJs, but
you know, Chin Wayne, he did.
He
I was actually
too.
Told him to interview with me. It's so funny. I texted his son. I told him interview with me because I actually want to interview him only because in Louisville, and I don't care what nobody say, he was one of the first niggas I seen rapping growing up.
Yeah.
And I can go back to yours. You see, 9 years ago, Louisville, Kentucky, you got him. And other than that, you ain't really got too many other people that started rapping in this rapping stuff. Like, nobody was on that trend. Nobody was everybody that just blew up now, I feel like he should have been there. Mm-hmm. He was already rapping. He was already making music videos in the trenches. All of this stuff that they doing now, like Lil Baby, how they ride through the hood on dirt bikes and stuff. Chin One got videos riding through the hood and butterfly car doors. Like, he should have been, you know, I never really know what happened to that, but I want to know.
I ain't never lived in the projects, but I didn't have family to live. I used to go get my hair braided in Shepherd Square on my cousin's house. So I spent 2 days over. My peoples grew up in Park Hill. It's always been fun. But
the hood is fun.
That's what I was finna say. I was finna say that too. A lot of hood styles came from them sections.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like even Chan One said that the shit was like a movie on Derby. You feel me? He pulling out two or three of his cars just so all his niggas can ride with him. Like, that's a different type of thing.
No, I ain't watch it, but I'm going to. I'm going to try to get him to interview with me, too, just to ask him more in depth, like, how did his music career, you know, just kind of not vanish, but he just ain't, I guess, not taking it as serious. Because I feel like he should have just been, like, he should have been where a lot of people is now.
And I'm gonna
he touches on it a little bit in the episode. Yeah,
you got to get into debt with it because that's really something like a lot of people want to know. They trying to get me record with a lot of artists from like Park Hill, but like I said, a lot of them is dead. Like the main one that actually did, you know, rap, he passed away in 2020, and he was like on his way up. And that's like I call him my brother. His name was Tyrese. But like,
what's the rap name?
Reese. It's always Big Three Reese or something, but he was really, really good. He wrote all his own stuff. He was good freestyle. He was dope.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Like, Louisville is different when it comes to that. Like, other cities, like, you can really have, like, a label. A lot of the other cities got labels in them or people with money enough to start labels and shit like that. When somebody make it in Louisville, they going to gatekeep it. They ain't going to put the next
thing
on.
Yeah, I can name a few people.
You know what I mean? And especially Chan One's time, it wasn't no big labels in the city or nothing.
No, there's a few artists that's done blew up from the city, not that many. And it's just kind of like, you think they're going to come back and put anybody on?
Hell no.
Exactly. Hell no. That's why I said gatekeeping. Like, and then I know I did an interview with an artist personally, and he said that he feel like an artist that's blown up out of the city has been blackballing him.
Yeah. Mm. I think I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't say them names.
Yeah, no names. But he said he has been blackballing him, and he said he know this firsthand.
He said it's on wax?
He said it on the thing.
You know OG that came to the shop, that comes to the shop, they be like, I'm Empire, man, I fuck with Empire.
Yeah.
He told me that dude's been blackballed.
Balling people. You feel me? In the city. Like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, dang. Yeah. But
he's one of them that had them views and everything enough to make it.
Way more views. He got just as many views as artists. I mean, he ain't hit millions, but this man, his stuff is almost touching millions. Like,
for sure.
He's at 200. No, it'd be like 980,000 views. Like,
but see, I don't call that gatekeeping, though. I just think niggas really, the blackballing.
Is there a difference between blackballing and gatekeeping?
Gatekeeping is kind of like, to me, it's just like keeping, like, not trying to put somebody on.
Yeah.
Blackballing blackballing is more like,
I don't fuck with him.
Yeah,
cut
so don't,
shit
yeah,
off.
Nah. Like, nah. Like, basically ruining everything for a nigga.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Okay, I got it. Let me ask you this. You say about gatekeeping. and blackballing. Because you can't say that about the big and lazy.
No, I don't say that. Y'all put everything.
I'm just putting it out there. Like, because you was in my inbox, like, you know what I mean? Because that's just me.
Yeah, everything I asked you, you put me onto. That's why I always like shouted out. And I had said I was going to try to get you like connected, like to artists that I done did, like 38 Honcho. You know, you text them and stuff. They did math for free. You know, they'll do it, but they another people. Like group of people that's kind of like hard to get. It's real skeptical on where they go and stuff.
Yeah, so somebody told me that.
Yeah, so I would just happen to luck out because like my sister, they all from the same. They grew up with him, so it was kind of like I lucked out with that. With him pulling up
at the Big and Lazy podcast, we are safe and sound here. We ain't got no beef with nobody. You're safe and sound. We offer refreshments and water. Yeah. My co-host be offering the Molly powder if you get down like it. He mixed the Molly water.
I was gonna say, what you mean?
Yeah,
he gets a
teaspoon of Molly powder and just don't take it on.
I got a question for y'all. What are some unrealistic standards that y'all feel society has on men? I got one. Let me start. I got one.
Yeah, so y'all great. There you go.
Yeah, I got one. I really do. I want to see how y'all all feel about it. Everybody in the room. When y'all first start talking to a woman and she already expecting you to pay bills and you can't talk to me if you pay bills and like. That whole, like they want a rapper baby mama lifestyle. Getting to curve, cars every birthday.
Yeah, bags. That's some old.
They got these, I think women has the wrong misconception. They got a misconception about the men that they want to come, they want a man to come with.
Give like it a backdrop. Because he's been with his wife for a lot, 20 years.
I mean, I've been with her for a long time. We've been married 8 years. We've been together for 16. So, when it's the 10th year anniversary, we've been together 20 years, and it'll be our 10th wedding anniversary. But
you're a strong black man.
She's been with me through
everything.
Me finding who I was going to be. You feel me? But what she always say is, a good man's a good man. You know, she allowed me to grow. But I just think it's just unrealistic.
What you mean by she allowed you to grow?
She just allowed me to grow. Like she didn't hold nothing against me. Like I think like certain women they stay for certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was, young and I was doing whatever I wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? She wasn't soft on a nigga. It was times you gonna feel that shit. But I feel like if a nigga really love you, he gonna change everything he do. And that's what I did.
And that is the truth. I now know the difference between a nigga that really want to be with me and a nigga that's just with me for his own benefit. Yeah. Oh my God.
Or don't want to see you with other people. You know what I'm saying?
That don't want to see you with nobody else. I'm really coming from a hurt place when I say that because I was dealing with a lot of stuff. Even when I had my baby before my baby. But like when I had my daughter, that is what made me realize that like so damn selfish. Don't want nobody else to be with you, but he really doesn't even care about you. He don't care what you really do. He just don't want to see you with nobody else physically.
Keep
but
you
like,
on the shelf type.
Yeah, see, you're on his shelf.
That's
versus
what women,
now.
That, when they want that, like what you just said, when they want a man as soon as they meet him to pay everything and whoop-de-whoop. And
that scares niggas off.
Not even that. Not even that. Because some niggas, niggas got that. You know what I mean?
They said it ain't tricking if you got it.
You feel me? It ain't tricking if you got it. But how many of them men you think really like is gonna take care of your heart. You know what you really want.
Exactly.
You really want a nigga to be
really
faithful.
Crave.
You really want a nigga to you know what I'm saying, all to yourself, and you know a nigga to be clingy, always picking up the phone, back and forth all day, even though y'all live together.
See, and I
that's
got
what
that
women
now.
Want.
I got that now a little
you know what
bit.
Saying?
So that's why. Because
it's really like fuck the money at that point. Like if you got some motion and you trying, we good, we locked in. I think that's how it should be. And I don't think I don't know how you feel about the 50-50 shit.
That's been my damn. That's been my downfall for years. I am 22. And honestly, I regret liking niggas for who they are. I wish I used all of y'all for y'all money.
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean.
Because I had a situation one time where I was with this boy when we was teenagers or whatever. Mm-hmm. We get a little bit in our 2019, whatever. He gets a little money. He got a whole new girlfriend, though. Mind you, this girl taunted me for X, Y, and Z for a long, long time. But he gets a little money. Oh, he buys her whole lifestyle. And I'm just thinking in my head, I didn't get nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't do nothing for me. And I was not jealous of that because I loved him. And, I never, ever held that against him. Like, I still was there for him even after the situation with him moving on from that girl. That's why I really didn't even care about the girl because he was still talking to me the whole time he had a girlfriend. But I was like, I was the black sheep, though. He's taking care of her, but I'm the one there for his emotional support. Mm-hmm. I'm the one there for his current needs. When you need to talk, a vent, you coming to me. Yeah, but it's just like, you got a whole girlfriend. You over around her. $1,000 iPhones, $500 wigs. I can't even get $200. And I say that now because I can. At first, it would make me bitter. And I would be mad, but like now I think it's really funny to look back on that time to where like I wish that I used a lot of niggas for money. I done talked to some niggas with some little money, you know, it don't matter how they getting it, but they had money to do it. Right. And I fumbled the bag because I ain't even want nothing out of the niggas. Like once I kick with a nigga, he's cool, he's funny, you feel me?
Yeah.
Whatever I want out of him, I got out of him. But like, nah, I should have used them, all of y'all.
But your question, my fault, bro, you go ahead.
But yeah, it's just goofy. Like when you say, I don't know you from a can of paint. Why would I pay your bills?
Yeah.
Right.
No, like, I'm coming, and I ain't gonna say, I'm tired of telling my stories, but a long, 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 long time ago, you know, I'm chapping it with a chick, woo, 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 woo. You know, I'm coming to her, let's, you know, shoot on some get to know you type shit. Let's go to Napa. Let's shoot to her. You know, the woo, woo. If I can't trust you to pay my bills, I can't trust you. Why would I trust you out of town when? Why would I pay your bills, though?
That's gonna make me feel like you're a bum off top. Right.
Yeah, that's like, what that gives me, too. Bum?
Like, you need some help.
That's what that gives me, too.
But you can naturally do that, too. Women, smart women, just let you get to know them like, damn,
yeah.
I came over her house, she ain't had no furniture. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with her, though.
Yeah.
I fuck with her. You know, she ain't asked me for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I am.
But that's what I wanted to say.
No furniture?
When you said
oh, no.
Hey, I'm good. Shit.
No, I got the furniture part. I'm just talking about like naturally starting off. I'm not going to tell you everything about me, but like I'm going to let you see who I really am. I'm not red fake. Like I'm just the got it all. I'm all of that.
Ain't no need.
But like, you feel me? And I don't ask nobody. That's my problem. I don't ask niggas for nothing. I need to start asking.
There you go. Ask. Y'all send the cash out. I had to block one. Especially them young ones. I had to block all the cash out. I ain't ready.
But you asked, the question, what we want women to know about us?
No, like unrealistic standards that they have for y'all. It's like what do women expect out of y'all that's just kind of like out of the question? Like, just out of the question. Like, no, girl.
I think just you thinking that it's supposed to be... You know, women have a, like I said, women have a, just don't, come to us how y'all want to be came to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
no,
like I always
come
tell
to
women,
us like you want your sons. If you came home, if mama, this girl, maybe, you know, you will lose your shit to have this shit. You know what I mean?
Facts.
That's my advice to men and women. Be somebody that you want your daughter or your son to date. Yeah.
At this point, some of them don't even care about their kids, man.
And a lot of women got to understand
that
men kind of need the same thing. Real niggas.
Mm-hmm.
They need the same thing you need. You feel me? Like someone be like, man, this nigga's bitchy. This nigga's this and that. Nah, sometimes niggas need reassurance because women get bitchy and want to be reassured and shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but yeah, I'm all like that all the time.
That's my thing. Like women got to know that we emotional too. Niggas get emotional. Niggas get, you know.
We got needs.
You know, we got needs, especially mental. Like
I was going to say, that's my next question. How y'all feel about men's mental health? Of course, y'all men, y'all going to think it's important. But like, you know how like some women, men show emotion, you're weak? Yeah. I don't think that. Me personally.
That's fact.
Cry on my shoulder, babe.
Yeah, that's the only place I've ever cried. That's when I think we got locked in.
That's
for real,
right.
Like, you know.
That's right.
What'd you cry? Like, what was it over?
If you got somebody cried over.
Man, I done cried being because we broke.
Yeah.
It's okay, baby. We straight. I don't need nothing.
It was like one little moment, like you said, when we all cried.
I done cried. I done cried, boy.
I just said to you.
I done cried. I done cried. I mean, I remember one time. This is dope. Bro, get out of here. This is how I knew I was ready to get married. Because I was doing everything.
You knew
everything.
You were ready.
I just was doing everything I was supposed to. I mean, I was always been working and took care of home. Like, she's always had a place to live. We ain't never, you know what I mean? But we was living with Belle one time. My baby mama, his baby mama, and our two kids. You know, he had a son, I had a son, you feel me? And I was working every night. I'm working third shift, coming home, you feel me? Every night, 7 days a week, you feel me? And I had all this money saved up to get this house. But somehow, I don't know, the bank took it. Like I looked on there one day, and that bitch was, like, negative. I swear,
they went
bro.
Bankrupt?
I don't know what it was. It was, this is when I first was fucking with the bank. I'm 32, so this was probably, like, when I was probably, like, 23, 24. You feel me? And I was about to get this house in Victory. And I looked on her. I was supposed to go meet the man. Looked on the app. She gone. I'm like, man.
What happened to it?
I don't know, bro. Even the bank was like, well, the last transaction was at a gas pump. And I asked wifey. I was like, she won't be my wife yet. But she swiped the card or whatever at the pump, but she only got like $25. I'm like, man, this is crazy. So I'm crying. She ain't even there. I'm just crying. My son come in. He was like, what's wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, nothing, man. And he was like, it's going to be all right, whatever it is. You feel me? And I hit dude up and I was like, man, I just need like another 2 weeks. He was like, man, I fuck with you. You young. You trying to get this house. I give you 2 weeks. You feel me? To get it. So that's just one of the stories about, like, yeah. I guess letting out the emotion helped me see that my son going to be strong too, because he's still the same way. He wasn't number 3, 4, 5,
mm-hmm.
but he still got the same mentality. He like, you good, bro? You know, if something happened, he'd be like, I'm straight, you know, shit. That shit go.
I want more kids, but not right now.
Yeah, the world is fucked up.
What's your goal with amount of kids?
I don't know. For some odd reason, I always wanted 5 like my mama, because I'm like, damn, if I die, I don't want my kids to be lonely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got a friend that's just 1 or 2, because then what if one of them 1 or 2 died? Then they lonely and they crying because their mama and their siblings dead. And then if I have 3, I mean, I just wanted like a numerous number, like 5.
A chick said that she lost her mother. I actually went to school with her, and she was the only child. And one of the people, and she said on Facebook one day, she said, one of the reasons I got, I have a lot of kids is because I know how it felt when I lost my mother and I didn't have no brothers or sisters.
Yeah.
And she said, and that's exactly what she said.
Yeah, that's the main reason.
Let me ask you this. I got a couple of quick hitters before we get out of here.
Okay.
If you want to see anybody on the show, you know, but you got to be able to make that call or text and like, get them on the Big and Lazy, Wallow. But yeah.
Yeah. Him? I can try. I'm going to try that for you. I'm going to call him when I leave and appreciate see what that. He say yeah. when he about coming down here, because they supposed to come down here, what, July 20th? So, you know, he was like, you don't slide on the B&B and stuff. But he, like I said, he's from New Orleans. So he do a lot of stuff with the shoes. He done met Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Carson White. Like, he does a whole bunch of stuff with
what
the
What
does
he
sneakers.
Do with the shoes?
He resells them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a reseller. And, like, he drives trucks and stuff. But, like, he said that that man was coming down here. So I was going to actually, I'm not going to the G concert. Boo. Mommy's playing. But I'm going to go down there to, like, try to get some content in. Because it's going to be a lot of people.
It is.
Yeah. I ain't going down there, like, right away, though, because I ain't got time for no bull.
Yeah.
Just saying, heard the police department didn't even want to go be security. Yeah. They said the police was saying no. But yeah, I'm gonna try to get some content in, at least a public interview, just for the camera. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
And 2 more questions. It's the Big and Lazy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So give us something big, something good to eat, and lazy, something good to watch besides our podcast and your content.
Something to watch. Something to eat? I don't know, y'all, because I really eat the same thing every day.
No lie. I was doing food reviews, right? I'm going to cut you off. And I'm like, damn, I eat the
you
same
need to
shit.
Post them.
I do, but I said, damn. On
YouTube shorts, so. Though.
On the shorts? That's what I got
to
do.
I'm going to show y'all her page. You're going to blow up. Like, yeah. She is probably now getting paid from YouTube from doing
her?
Food reviews. Yes.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, I got to do it.
But
food to eat, I don't know. I always eat loaded potatoes, salad, steak. I eat the same little common little meals that everybody eat.
A certain restaurant? Like at a certain?
Nah, it just be my favorite restaurant is Texas Roadhouse, y'all. It'll give me a margarita and potato on the steak. I don't know why. But
do you like blue cheese?
Hell no.
Get the blue cheese on top of the steak.
Bro,
nobody likes blue cheese.
Nobody likes blue cheese.
Bro. Nigga, who's nobody? I like blue cheese.
That's I'm nasty. Saying. You always
no,
try to
I'm
push
talking
blue
about
cheese.
The blue cheese crumble on the
steak. That's thing. Nasty. It tastes blue like cheese. Blue cheese. And something to watch. I don't know. I've been watching. I've been getting into those Ari cooking shows and stuff. They are
yeah,
so
I like,
funny.
I like really? Those.
She
yeah.
is so funny. Like those she little shows and little streams and stuff they be doing. Mm-hmm. They are hilarious.
Boosie had a good one.
Boosie
had
one a real thing good.
Her friend is her okay. friend is hilarious too. The gay dude.
The gay dude Toussaint. I love Ari and Toussaint together.
Wrecked,
they are hilarious.
I gotta
I'm
check
sorry.
Them out. I've been seeing their clips sometimes.
They
Toussaint's
funny.
Wrecked, bro. He be
they
like fucking with her. Like come here, boo. Like
yeah.
Like she's like you love.
He called her my rock, my everything.
Yeah. And sometimes he be trying to flirt with her, and she be like, bro, if you don't get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, it's funny.
Speaking of, especially with the younger women, how do you feel about the BBL culture? Like, is it, how do you feel?
I'm sorry. I'm keeping my little B ass. So I don't know about I'm keeping my little B ass, you know? But yeah. I mean, I feel like a woman, do whatever makes you happy. It's your body. You live your life. It is what it is. But I'm not saying, I don't even want to speak on it because I don't know what she actually died from, but I don't know. I forgot. DC Young Fly's wife, she had died from some type of surgery
she was
doing.
A
breast. I don't know what she was doing. Yeah. I forgot.
Another one, though.
Yeah, it was something else that she was doing with one of them surgeries, one of them cosmetic surgeries. And more of the story from that I took from that was leave things, natural things alone.
She like, looked good. It was a good looking woman.
Go to the gym. Like, y'all too lazy to do the work. Y'all won't get caught up in this living it like these rappers, baby mama, and influencers and stuff with these fat booties and, you know, just be you.
Don't get one if you working at Waffle House, bitch.
Yeah, don't get one. You got, look, ant legs. I know this one person down here in Louisville. She got little ant legs and a big old booty. She looks stupid.
Stupid like an ant.
She look dumb.
The thighs got to match, ladies.
The thighs got to match.
Y'all pay the extra $200.
I got a question before we get out of here.
Get the deluxe package.
If Trump makes it, are y'all going to vote?
No, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm bad. I'm going to vote for the third party.
I don't discuss
I wish politics. Kanye was vote. I wish vote Kanye was going again. I'll vote for Ye.
Who?
I'm putting myself on the ballot.
He plays too much.
I'll vote for Ye.
I want Michelle Obama to run.
Yeah, but
they said the Obamas was terrible. They said they was doing all types of stuff we didn't know about.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
They was doing a whole bunch of stuff.
You know them kids?
They was on the Epstein list.
Yeah. They started that.
They was on his list on too. Yeah, they said the Obamas was not no Jay-Z better than what we see him right too. Now. I mean, Beyonce, Jay-Z's going damn.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We can't confirm it. Allegedly. It's all where we just all rumored. Yeah. They hit that one dude. What's his fee? They hit him with $100 billion lawsuit. I forgot his name. He was one of them conspiracy people, and they.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they don't play, but
what
they.
What's his name?
It really I can't tell about the
black dude that got locked up.
There's a white guy.
Yes, I know about him, and it's so crazy because they think that
he's still locked up.
He's still locked up, but he's still posting on TikTok. Somebody's doing it for him, and they feel like that they done cloned the man, or that he's that's not really him posting.
You talking about the dude with the dreads?
Yes.
Yeah, he had like short hair, but he was like really like spilling the beans and shit.
He was really breaking it down, coming with facts and proofs that he done did digging and reading on this stuff, like pulling connect. They killed. This one white woman that was doing the same thing for a case, she ended up being found dead in her home. Like, I'm not going to lie, that'd be real.
They killed the dude that found the motor that ran off water, too.
Yep.
Yeah, they poisoned.
For some reason, he ended up dead.
That's crazy.
A lot of them witnesses the heard explosions. I followed this one Instagram page, and all it posts is it's called 9/11 or something. I forget what it's called, but it's posted basically.
Conspiracy shit.
None of this shit's fact. It's that they got five scientists.
Saying, yeah. You know, people still going to put that in that category.
They said recently that the people that was supposed to be behind 9/11 was found alive in some country.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always that. I feel like they always post some weird people when, like, it's a mass shooting. I'm like, all these weird looking people. But do y'all believe in aliens?
Yeah, I think
I think
the aliens are in the ocean. The ocean is outer space.
Give me some.
I think it's all in the ocean. That's why I'm scared of the water. Because I feel like we don't know what's in the water. Like, out of space, that's out of space. That's fine, you know.
But, if you believe in anything ocean, in the Bible, it says it's a firmament around the earth.
Octopus. Like, you know what I mean? Is it?
But especially if they only discover 5% of the ocean.
It was like 10%.
10%. Like, it's still. Come
they
on,
ain't
man.
Discover that.
Y'all swim? I can't swim.
I can't swim. I think to I can save swim enough. Don't throw
I was about to say, I think I swim.
You going to jail for murder.
I think I can swim enough to save my life, unless it's like crazy, like. Waves in the ocean or something.
I ain't going past 6 feet if I can't just bounce to the bottom like this.
There's been a lot of shark attacks and everything on the shore. Like, there's something in that water scaring them sharks.
I'm telling
they
you.
They all on the shore right now. And everything every is in the ocean, the man.
Really?
Miami, I think it's history. Everything is in the ocean, B.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's been sharks along the shore
and
in
shark
almost
week.
Every beach that we have across the 50 states. And they've been attacking people. And that's why I said I feel like it's in the ocean. All of it's in the ocean.
It is. I believe that too.
It's all in the ocean.
And I think, like, look at the spacesuits. How does it look when they on a spacesuit? It looks just like the things that when they be underwater. With the little, you
it's
know what I'm saying?
The
it's the same thing. But I before we get out of here, I watched a little commercial because I'm going to believe it if they put it in our face. And we just don't, you know, some people bite it. Some people don't. But they had an old Hennessy commercial.
Time.
And like. This dude hopped in this rocket thing and blew himself out of space. And then he looked out of a window, looked at Earth. Earth was on fire. Like, it was fucked up. But he was, like, in outer space. But he was going and going.
Commercial?
Yeah, he was going and going and going out of space. And then he just hit water.
Water.
And he was just in water.
That's why they put it in your face. You just really got to catch it. I feel like everything that we be thinking, it's in our face. We just never paid attention. When you start to pay attention to stuff, like the Simpsons and stuff. There's no way y'all just predicted all
Come
that.
On,
and they be on point.
They do.
Yeah, it's all in your face.
Yeah.
It's in your face, man.
It
if you want to have somebody, something, had it in plain sight. That's what they always say.
You want to have something from a nigga, put it in the book. That's what they said. I mean, that's the saying. But yeah, had it in plain sight is the best way.
Hey, it was good talking to you. This
it
is
was.
Dope.
It was.
Interesting conversation. Subscribe to all of our platforms. Subscribe to YouTube. Subscribe to TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I said YouTube, I'm saying it again. Everything. Big and lazy, everything.
Yeah.
We need y'all support. Share it with a friend.
Uh-huh.
You want to shout your socials out?
Tell a friend to tell a friend, actually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just follow me. It's so funny because at first, but I don't even, it's how most people pronounce it.
Oh, okay. Damn, no, I said it wrong.
That's how most people pronounce it. That's like crazy because that's not even actually
he
my
will
name.
Get every, he get everybody's name wrong, though.
Nah, the way it's pronounced is how he said it. My mama's stupid. I don't know why she spelled like, but the Shanae Show, yeah. I don't know why she spelled it E-A. It's literally A-E, but that's how she did it. But yeah, just follow me on everything at the Shanae Show. Are the real bad gal. Yeah.
The real what?
The real bad gal. That was my, okay, that's my main page.
So Shanae ain't your real name?
No, Shanae's my middle name.
Oh, okay.
But it's just the way it's spelled.
Your first name was just Seek Top Secret? Government Secret?
No, it's not Top Secret.
Okay.
Hold on, though. Before we get out of here, gotta shout out B. Haywood once again in the Confirm Network and We Them Girls. Going up. And we
appreciate
out.
That. Sure. Yeah.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirm Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.